None but the hungry heart. 9-1. Wonder of weakness. He said to me, "My strength is sufficient, for it is only by means of conscious weakness that perfect power is developed." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Our Father does not test our faith so much as he exercises and develops it. In time, he makes us aware of our utter weakness, and in time, we trust and rest in his all-sufficient strength. Until we are carried quite out of our depth, beyond all our wisdom and resources, we are no more than beginners in the school of faith. Only as everything fails us, and we fail ourselves, do we draw upon abiding strength. Oh, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, not partly in thee and partly in himself. The devil often makes men strong, strong in themselves to do evil, great conquerors, great acquirers of wealth and power. The Lord, on the contrary, makes his servant weak, puts him in circumstances that will show him his nothingness, that he may lean upon the strength that is unfailing. It is a long lesson for most of us, but it cannot be passed over until deeply learned. And God himself thinks no trouble too great, no care too costly to teach us this. Faith counts on the word of God outside and apart from everything and everyone here. When you are in faith, your life is centred in the Lord Jesus. The moment the heart is detained by anything here, faith is obstructed. The visible is antagonistic to the invisible. If you walk in the Spirit, you will be sensible of this in a moment. The effects and influences of the visible are counter to the invisible. Eve had lost faith when she saw that the tree was good for food and pleasant to the eye. If she had kept faith dependence upon God, she would not have looked. But she had parted with the faith which overcometh the world when she saw. The moment one becomes occupied with the visible, one has parted company with faith. Since his power is so glorious, may you be strengthened with strength of every kind and be prepared for cheerfully enduring all things with patience and long-suffering. Colossians 1 verse 11.